We're going to pick up again. Before I call the first member of the public, there was one green sheet that got handed in just as we were ending. And rather than me try to interpret what was written, I've given it to Mr. Quinlan. I'm going to allow him to do his best to interpret the question and provide some perspective on the topic.
Okay, so there are two questions. The first is, if Hydro-Québec owns the line, who is paying for it? So let me just clarify what I said earlier. There's a Canadian portion of the line that will be built by and owned by Hydro-Québec. That essentially would get the power to the United States border. We, Northern Pass and Eversource, will build the line in the U.S., and we will own the line in the U.S. In essence, what Hydro-Québec will do is pay us for use of the line, and it, in essence, gives them a transmission path to deliver their electricity to Deerfield, New Hampshire. So if I wasn't clear about the ownership, the U.S. portion will be owned by our company, and Hydro-Québec will, in essence, pay for it through use. Okay. Second question, Hydro-Québec is owned by Quebec. What difference do our laws make? So it's true that Hydro-Québec is, in essence, a crown corporation, so they're owned by the Canadian government, but for purposes of citing the Northern Pass line in the U.S., it's entirely governed by U.S. law. Here at a state level, it's the law that gives jurisdiction to the Site Evaluation Committee for the New Hampshire siting. There's also a federal permit that we have to seek and receive. The lead agency there is the Department of Energy, and that's under U.S. federal law. And then even the contractual agreement between Hydro-Québec in Northern Pass, whereby they pay for the line, is governed by U.S. law. That's governed by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. So for all U.S. aspects, the siting of the line, the use of the line, the reimbursement of costs, that's all governed by U.S. law. It's jurisdictional to the United States.
All right. Thank you very much.